Today, we're talking about praying over your home and why we should pray, the importance of prayer, and I give some ways we can pray over our household. But first, I'm excited that Better Life is happening here in just a few days, April the 12th, Grapevine, Texas. My special guests this year are my mom, Dodie Osteen, my sister, Lisa Comas, and my brother, Joel Osteen. We're going to have a fantastic night, and y'all, seats are filling up, so just get your tickets today. We want to see you. We want to meet you. You can find out all the information in the description box below and where you can get your tickets. April the 12th, I hope to see you there. So let's dive into today. Let me start by saying this. Who doesn't want a peaceful, happy, stress-free home? Hey, sign me up for that. Listen, if you don't pray over your home, I want to strongly encourage you to start doing it. Why? Because prayer makes a difference. It really does. And if you don't believe me, I hope by the end of this episode that you will just try it. So, three ways we need to pray. Number one, we need to pray in faith. Now, what does that mean? We need to pray knowing that God hears us when we pray. We're not just praying hoping that God hears. We're praying in faith knowing that He hears. Psalm 55:17 says, not a single prayer slips by God because there's no time of day He isn't listening. Now, y'all, if that isn't the greatest scripture in the world, no time of day that He's not listening. So you can pray in faith. God, you're listening to me. The creator of the universe is actually listening to me. So pray in faith. Secondly, pray consistently, not just once a week or not when there's trouble in your household, but pray daily, habitually, sometimes many times a day. James 5:16 says, for the continual prayer of a just man avails much. And then thirdly, pray specifically. Philippians 4:6 says, don't worry about anything, instead pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He has done, and that's when you're going to experience God's peace, which passes all understanding. Now, praying specifically is so important. I grew up with parents who prayed specifically over us and over our household. I can recall a story that my dad used to tell when he would travel overseas to go do missions work. And I was too small to remember this, but I've heard him tell this story so many times. He said when he left, undoubtedly all five of us kids would get sick. So he'd go out of the country and my mom was left with five sick kids. And y'all know one sick kid is enough. And it was hard. All the weight was on mama. Daddy was out of the country preaching and mama was stuck at home with a house full of sick kids. Again, I don't remember this incident, but I heard Daddy talk about it many times. And he said that he realized that this was an attack of the enemy on our household. The enemy was trying to keep him from ministering and trying to keep my mom stressed out and all of his kids sick. And finally, my dad had enough. He recognized the attack and he knew he had authority over the enemy. He knew he had to stand against the enemy, and that's exactly what he did. The story goes is he lined up my brothers and sisters and I, and he got us all in the formation of a train, and we walked around our property, which was a little over an acre, and Daddy said out loud, every place my foot steps is blessed. The enemy will not have my children, my wife, or my family. We are healthy, and sickness has to go. It has to stop in Jesus' name. He took all of us around that property while he boldly and loudly stood against the enemy. And I'm sure my neighbors thought we were crazy. I'm sure we looked pretty crazy out there. But guess what? The next time Daddy went out of the country, not one of us got sick. He broke the power of the enemy over our house. The scripture says in Luke that we have power over all the power of the enemy. In the book of James, it says to resist the devil and he will flee. I love how Daddy was specific. He was unashamed and he was bold in his prayers. Why? Because he knew the power of praying over his household. See, folks, there's power in what you say and what you pray over your home. The scripture says in Proverbs that a house is built by wisdom and becomes strong through good sense. Through knowledge, its rooms are filled with all sorts of precious riches and valuables. I don't know about you, but I need some wisdom and I need some good sense and knowledge to know when to pray, how to pray, and what to pray. So what can we pray over our homes? Well, let me give you some suggestions. Number one, pray for God's presence and blessings over your household. The scripture says in Proverbs, the Lord's curse is on the house of the wicked, but he blesses the home of the righteous. Man, if my mom didn't share that with us while I was growing up, I tell you what, I couldn't go to anybody's house. She had all my friends come to our house because she really, truly believed in that scripture. His blessings are on the house of the righteous. See, God's presence is in our house when we say no to compromise and anything that is contrary to the word of God. You can't control what other houses have going on in their house, but you can control what's going on in your house. And then pray that all those who come to your house will feel God's presence because Jesus is the center of your home. I can't tell you how many times my friends came to my house and they just felt peaceful. They would tell me about it. Secondly, you can pray for safety and protection. Man, be specific. Father, I thank you that no broken bones will be in this house, no accident, no harm, that our house will be a safe place, a place of refuge, and there'll be no abuse, no wrongdoings, no inappropriate behavior, no lying, no stealing. Get specific in your prayers. Thirdly, pray for healing and wholeness. Scripture says the tongue of the wise brings healing. So pray for healing in hearts and mind and body. Pray for healing so there's abundant health in your family and there's no overwhelm and no stress. And then don't use your words to describe your situation that's going on. If there's problems going on, don't continually talk about the problems. Thank God that He is seeing you through the difficult times. Use your words to bring life and to build. Be a builder. Be a difference maker in your house. Number four, pray for laughter and joy. Pray against depression and heaviness of heart and that joy and laughter would fill your house. Pray that your home would be a happy home. The scripture says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in Him so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's found in Romans. Number five, let's pray for peace. Pray that your family will be peaceful and all who enter your house will be at peace. Pray against fighting and turmoil and stress. Pray that the hearts and minds of your spouse and your kids would be filled with peace and love so that there's no room for hate or malice. Pray for peaceful sleep. The scripture says in Psalms, in peace I will both lie down and sleep. Pray for a peaceful home. Number six, you can pray for provision. Provision for your household that you'll never lack for anything, but God truly will supply all of your needs according to His riches and glory in Christ Jesus. Pray for wisdom to be a good steward of your money. Psalm 84 says, for the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord bestows favor and honor. No good thing does He withhold from those who walk uprightly. Number seven, pray for unity. Man, we all need that. Pray your family would live in unity, that you would stand together and not against one another, that no weapon of division or unforgiveness or bitterness or offense would ever take root in your house. And number eight, pray for that attitude of gratitude. Colossians 3:15 says to always be thankful. Pray that you will have thankful hearts in your home and people will be appreciative and never take things for granted. You know, a grateful heart is a magnet for miracles. These are just some suggestions that you can pray over your home. The important thing to know is this, that building your house on the firm foundation of God and His word and prayer is absolutely essential. Don't leave your life to chance and don't just pray sometimes, pray all the time. Prayer can turn any situation around. Not only that, when you pray, you're showing your children how to pray. Let me pray for you today. Lord, I pray for every person that is listening and watching. I pray that their homes would be filled with peace and protection, healing and wholeness. I pray that they would seek you first in all they say and do, and that they would always be grateful for what you've done and what you will continue to do in their lives. I pray that their houses would be filled with laughter and joy and peace and prosperity in Jesus' name. If you haven't seen the video on Speak This Blessing Over Your Home, I'm going to link it right here. I think you'll enjoy it. Don't forget about Better Life and checking out the description box below. And if you like this video, hit the thumbs up, subscribe if you haven't already. And until next time, I hope you have an amazing day.